Hey everybody, and welcome to another edition of this Kennel Cow Holistic Healthcare Products CTFO business show. I'm your host and moderator, Grandpa Mo. Welcome one and all. At the time of this taping, it's Sunday. I don't know, is it officially afternoon yet? Yes, it is. It's about 1 p.m.-ish Eastern Standard Time, Sunday afternoon. Welcome one and all, or one. Whenever you do come through. So, along with good morning, good afternoon, time zones and all, welcome. As you settle into your day past tense, your next day when you hear this, whatever. Whatever beverage or beverages you might have incorporated into your breakfast routine and so forth. I'm taking a sip of what you folks will probably come through. We'll get the humor in this. And very long story. I gave my son, of my own choice, I gave him what I just got, pretty much. I have more coming. Of our CTFO coffee. And, I like them both. I've tried them both. I've preferred black coffee way back when, up to and including all of that craziness. I like them both. I've tried them both. My consumer choice is black coffee. So I gave it to my son because he likes coffee and he has to work around the clock and all that crazy stuff like most of us do. And price of groceries, etc. So anyway, I gave him my full bag. I tease a little bit. So I'm using my immune system coffee, which is still good coffee that I used before we even had hours to be available that I talked about. So transparency, humor, whatever, true stories, I'm drinking my immune system coffee, which is just fine. Because my auto ship order for my more black coffee is en route, and who cares, it gets here when it does, and weather patterns and deliveries, I know it's very soon without looking, and you guys know I'm not going to remember that. So welcome, one and all. I like to try to get back to the old format of the shows years past, which I finally am now able to do for all those aforementioned reasons of getting the equipment to where it needs to be, and it is, and it is, and it is, and it is. So now I want to go back to all the little things that I tried to do that I just couldn't because of all those other projects. Point being, I like to try to do a thought of the day when I can hold one, a thought that is. A prayer of the day and a joke of the day. So I don't have any, I'm not sure they're ever profound unless I quote somebody directly, which I often do, and I'll reference it as such. Not really ready for a thought of the day per se to quote. I will be moving forward, but a thought off the cuff. How about just an obvious, crazy one? How about we all just be nice to each other? Pretty good thought of the day. Joke of the day. I usually try to keep them pet-centric in the old days, correlated around the business and so forth, so I'll fluctuate in and out because I made products for both humans and animals and all of that, so I used to do human jokes as well. And I try to do these brain teasers, I've talked about them before, for my own crazy brain and crossword puzzles or whatever, and I read and I just do all these crazy chemistry theories and read about it and all that. It's to challenge my brain. That's all. It's just challenge my brain to try to stay alert. So, through all of that, my sense of humor today, if you will, goes back to one that I've referenced, oh my goodness, 20, 25 years ago through lots of shows. And it's called 101 Reasons Why a Cat is Better Than a Man. And I'll elaborate on the author and all of that, but to flashback, quick synopsis, it's obviously a woman at the time taking a very humorous look at whatever a woman scorned at the time, a man did, whatever, be it husband, lover, acquaintance, in general, whatever, it's obviously, as the title says, 101 Reasons Why a Cat is Better Than a Man. And it's a very funny look at life. So it's still authored by a gal, and I always mispronounce people's names, so I take my attempt at pronunciation and then I'll spell it with my apologies to whomever, wherever, if it's phonetically wrong or whatever. To me, it is Aaliyah Zobel, but it is spelt Aaliyah Zobel. It is and or was, because it's an old book, illustrated by Nicole Hollander, phonetically, or that's the way it looks like to me, but again, spelt Nicole Hollander on the last name. Again, apologies if necessitated that it's Hollander or whatever, and I simply mean that for what it is. I go by what it appears to be to me. It might have been mispronunciated. And Bob Adams Incorporated from good old Holbrook, Massachusetts, I believe is like the person that did the cartoons and editing of the said book. And okay, you ready, folks? This was copyrighted in 1994. So, reading verbatim from all that are credentialed books, accolades, referencing to the author and all of that, nobody's gonna sue me for copyright infringement. I did everything that's acceptable by the letter of the law. So, here we go. It is crazy. Some of us out there know that. My apologies to you folks. So, verbatim. It's a funny book. So I'm just going to read a passage. Her dedication verbatim. For my parents, Alvin and Lucille, my feline, as in cat, feline, spelled F-E-L-I-N-E, feline, like mate, Desmond Finbar Nolan, and I'm not going to spell that because that is the phonetic Desmond. Finbar Nolan, okay? And the cats who helped me write this book. Oscar, Pookie, Twinkle Toes, Nose, Scruffy, Vanessa, and Winston Stanley III. Her, quotation marks, her, parentheses, the Thoid, meaning the third with a, like a New Jersey accent, Thoidy Thoid and Thoid, if you will, spelt T-H-O-I-D, lots of levity there. That is what she's intimating. She's just simply effacing the way people do talk, just like in Maine. Okay, you guys are all laughing now. Maybe I didn't pronounce I-N-G, or, you know, we do walking, talking, or whatever. I try to be vigilant of that, but I was born and bred here, and yeah, I probably have the Down East accent. So what? Great, awesome. I don't apologize for that. As in, this lady in 1994 doesn't need to apologize for simply making levity of the way people talked from Jersey at the time. Enough said. Wasn't going beyond that or any of that crazy stuff. So, continuing to read verbatim, I'd like to dedicate this book to my feline companions, Buddy and Izzy, for their invaluable help in drawing the illustrations of this book. I know you don't have the book in front of you. The illustrations are also worth it to appreciate the humor. Whoever did the illustrations, and I just said their name a minute ago, was brilliant. And the humor is brilliant. Okay, and then her thank yous to Bob Adams and, you know, the norm when anybody writes a book and, you know, their editor, their publisher and all of that. You can read that for yourself. Randomly speaking, quickly on the humor part. Verbatim, cats love you when you fuss over them. Cats are not afraid of commitment. Please remember her title of the book, 101 Reasons Why a Cat is Better Than a Man. That is funny. Okay. Cats love it when you fuss over them, meaning that a man doesn't. Okay, ha ha ha. Okay, I got broad shoulders. It's not directed to me personally, I don't think. I don't know Aaliyah, and I didn't know her personally in 1994. She might have been of that consensus of me too, I don't know. But she's not talking about me. She's talking about whomever. Squander or whatever, obviously. But it's very funny. Okay, anyway, the book, the illustrations, verbatim, cats don't believe in divorce. Her words, her book, her levity. Okay? And it's very funny with the cat. I wish I could create that for you somehow. Visitron or something. I can't. But it's very depictive. The cat is sitting there fully attentive. And you know how cats are, those of us that own them, it's very true. They're just so neutral on everything, but supportive of you. A cat thinks you should have lots of shoes. I can't do it justice. There's a closet full of shoes. The cat's right there. The cat's supporting her. Get it? It's funny. It's funny. And I would say the same thing. And women, come on, get over it. It'd be funny if a man was saying it about whatever, the opposite premise. My dog. And he's got wrenches in his toolbox or whatever. Right? That would be funny. Right? Okay, one more, because we got to get to some other stuff. A cat doesn't care how you look in the morning. And again, the graphics are awesome. The cat's hugging her shoulder and her hair's all erratic because it's in the morning, like anybody, reality, right? She hasn't done her makeup or whatever, and her hair's all wild in the streets. That's funny. Again, meaning we wouldn't be cognizant or we'd be judgmental or whatever way that goes. Or we said something wrong about your hair, or we didn't say enough, or whatever. That's funny. And I'm not going to go to the other one like, does this dress make me look fat? That's not in this book. Come on, man. We're not ever going to win that one, right? That's also funny, by the way. You're never going to win that one, right? Guys, how you going to win that one? All right, that's levity. Corny or whatever, but it's levity. So that's a woman that was scorned or whatever. She made the best of it, wrote a pretty funny book, and cats are like that. So who got hurt? Right? So I'd just like you guys to think about that before we go into the show. And a little bit more. I am going to do a little passage, put thumbs in your ears or whatever. That's all good. And whatever your spiritual thing is or isn't, or your God or whatever, everybody is welcome here. You understand? Except them, and not the Van Morrison wonderful song, and them by the group when he was a member of, you know, my crazy brain. That's a good them. And personal opinion again, and it doesn't mean I hate Van Morrison. It's a crazy world. My personal opinion, you know how my brain is. Tom Petty did a better cover of it. So what? It's my opinion. I didn't slander Van Morrison. I like both versions. So all around the mulberry bush, but then propagate violence or any of this crazy stuff. All right, so my point is, I'm going to say a prayer. Advance forward. Don't listen. Go get a sandwich. Everybody's friends here. So here I go with my choice. The key to heaven, the Holy Rosary. The Rosary is a devotion to the incarnation of our Lord and to His Blessed Mother. It is composed of 20 decades, each decade consisting of the Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and the Glory Be to the Father, and each being recited in order in some mystery in the life of our Lord and of His Blessed Mother. During each decade, we should call to mind the mystery which is intended to honor and pray that we may learn to practice the virtue specifically taught us by that mystery. The five joyful mysteries are the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Nativity, the Presentation, and the Finding in the Temple. The five sorrowful mysteries are the Agony in the Garden, the Scourging at the Pillar, and the Crowning with Thorns, the Carrying of the Cross, and the Crucifixion. There is an intended underlying message there, and y'all can decipher that as it goes down with your beverage of choice, breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever, wherever, and however it's applicable to yourself's time zone, where you live, when you come through, how long you stay, whatever. One more in this segment, as preluded all over the places that y'all should be familiar now that I announce these things before they occur. Podcast shows, vlogs, Facebook pages. Going to continue to read a book called Portland Undercover that I have been reading passages from. That was then to now, themes I talk about in life as a civilian, then and now as an old man, then not so old, now definitely, business, then and now, having been a participant in that arena as an older civilian simultaneously, of course, in my progression to senior citizenship, which I've been a member of for a few years. So, Portland Undercover, a look at Portland, Maine at the time of its authoring in the year 2000. Again, it's still and was authored by Chris Barry, who did work for Casco Bay Weekly, past tense. That publication is no longer in existence. Coincidentally, true story, I once upon a time worked for Casco Bay Weekly too, in a different capacity, about the subjects we talk about here at the business show, as a supplemental income job to support my passion of, at that time, my kelp business, which I finally got to retire from. Again, my crazy analogies in all of these, this is where the thousand piece jigsaw puzzle that holistic apothecary medicine is, to include life's little pieces that interconnect as you form the said jigsaw puzzle, if you will. All of the companion products, which is what they are, not competitor products, all snap in together because they all are fervently and passionately provided by multiple vendors who have ethical, viable businesses, but are all in those respective businesses for the same end result, alleviating pain and suffering. So those do intertwine in the jigsaw puzzle. The then and now theme obviously intertwines into life, in any facet, thus the writer referencing this book, what was Portland, Maine like in the year 2000, based on basically the peninsula and vacation land as a whole, which the whole state is, but the gentleman's isolation, he was a roving reporter, the man on the streets, whatever the terminology was at the time, he was. He also was very funny in a very harmless way of making, it's not making fun, it was making levity of what was the lifeblood of the economy. Would they call it vacation land for a reason? And when the big cruise ships, especially then, began to be in their infancies, and the Oport area of the, you know, the local geographics, the history of Maine, which is rich in, Maine's a very historic state. Portland, Maine has a fascinating history. So in any event, he roved the streets making opinions and suggestions at the same time and making jokes about, just like tourists were about us as they came into town too. It just was levity, folks. You see. And yeah, Irishmen were this or that, levity-wise. Scotch people were this or that, levity-wise. Italian people were this or that, levity-wise. And you know what? They laughed at themselves and couldn't agree more. God rest my friend, couple of friends' souls that were Italians for sure. In all the crazy verbiage, they would say the words too, or whatever. You see, nobody got hung up on that stuff. So, in any event, it was a funny look at Portland, Maine then, and I flash back to Portland, Maine now. It all relates to the business, the communal effort, supporting the community, things I talked about, the way everybody supported the community when I was a kid, including the butcher and the baker. I don't know about a candlestick maker per se, but I definitely did do two examples of the butcher and the baker when I was a kid, and all those true stories. And yep, they did advertise each other's products. They certainly sold their own wares. And while you were in the baker's shop, he did indeed tell you, don't forget to go see whatever, Freddy, over at the butcher shop. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And when you got to whatever I just said, Jimmy, he told you about Charlie the baker too. And he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He obviously told you about his pork chops on sale or whatever. And vice versa, if the bakery had cupcakes or whatever. Play along a little bit. And one more thing, when they locked up shop or whatever, because it was such a tight-knit thing, he might have been from wherever and who cared. And the other one might have been from wherever and who cared. And neither one did. And you know what? They might have played Beano that night, local yokels, at Cathedral Church, which was right around the corner, or whatever, bingo, or whatever, and they went dancing, or whatever, and, you know, if they asked each other to dance with their wives, you know what I'm saying? Yes, it was totally innocent. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And it was also perceived as such. So it doesn't mean it didn't exist. Yes, it did. And it's kind of a shame that, in my humble opinion, it most assuredly doesn't anymore. And it's something that needs to be rejuvenated. And that doesn't propagate violence or any other crazy stuff. It propagates the proper way to do it. So, I talked a little bit more on the subject than I wanted to. I will be reading more passages from Chris's book. It's very funny. I don't know him personally. That's his name, Chris Barry. So, real quickly, because we're short on time. Verbatim, a fiery fourth, as in the July 4th, if you will. 20 years ago, again, Portlanders worked together to rise from the ashes. Modern buildings were constructed on 4th Street, India Street, and what is now Congress Street. For the next several decades, Portland's economy prospered, then faltered, then prospered once more. The details are boring, but in 1820, he goes on to talk about the history of two Greater Portland fires, literally, and that's Portland, Maine, not Portland, Oregon. and we rose from those ashes, and it's all true. When we carried on and we were successful and we didn't cause rebellion and so forth. Thank you, folks. We'll be right back into today's segment. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. And once again, let's start in talking and revisiting for most of you. Revisiting things that we've talked about quite a bit, and wherever else you are on the ubiquitous audience, it may be first time and so forth. So those that it's redundant, take a nice deep calming breath and you'll be hearing it again. And then opposite premise, hopefully you hear it the first time loud and clear with all due respect. So 10X Pure Gold Gourmet Coffee enriched with CBDA. The coffee, caffeine, and CBDA, the perfect biophysical experience. Forget standing in line for coffee. Savor 10X Pure Gold Gourmet Black Coffee and Vanilla Latte in an instant, pun intended, right at home, because it's instant coffee. 10X Pure Gourmet Coffee. Each wholesome cup is enhanced with 10X Pure oxygenated delivery crystals containing lauric and caprylic acid and frankincense, each with its own recognized list of health benefits. Then there's our CelluV products, Cellular Detox and Repair. CelluV's unique proprietary process helps increase youthful energy, delays the overall aging process, and delays skin aging from the inside. CelluV is formulated with the important role of protecting cells, tissues, and organs from premature aging. CelluV, which is a registered trademark, is undenatured biogenic whey protein isolate in a glutathione precursor. Tandem product, inside outside, if you will. DermaV, life for your skin, also registered trademark, is the only well-balanced protein peptide, deeply hydrating, fast-absorbing topical superfood of its kind for maintaining youthful, energetic facial skin cells. DermaV helps improve skin elasticity, brighten the skin tone, and minimize the appearance of aging and dark spots. So CelluV inside, DermaV outside, working in tandem. Again, skin, of course, the largest organ of the body. Outside protection, gateway two. Inside protection, so from within you and from without you. And Beatles tune, pun intended, from within you and without you. Little tiny bit of levity there too, folks. Immune Essential Combo Pack, Super 7, again, trademarked, and 10X Pure. Quick funny story, because that's how my brain works. My son and I have been on a campaign with Adabug. Long story, many of you have heard it. We've attempted Super 7 before, kind of, sort of, blah, 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 blah. Well, I got to see her yesterday and my son, which is always a blessed event. And the life gets in the way, and time schedules, and COVID. Again, Ada's fine COVID-wise. Thank you. I actually had some people in court. Thank you for that, by the way. Thank you. She is just fine. The poor kid of fairly recent note had her accountant 6th COVID test, negative in her case each of the 6 times. But in any event, the pandemic and so forth, which it is, again, we never denied that or whatever. But they're ending in quotation marks and same premise for the teachers, and not just because they're married to a retired one. I have that respect for them, knowing how hard it is for them, whether I was or wasn't married to a I get it. It's very been hard for them too. Very, very. So, quotation fingers and all of that in the studio. The end of this calendar year school sessions, and probably where you guys and gals live, is soon to end so they can move forward. And God bless every one of them, and hang tight and stay the course. And I believe it's sometime in May for Ader, you know, if and when and whatever, and it doesn't have to shut down again in their summer school or whatever. So when I saw her yesterday, because of all those variables and my son works around the clock and life in general and all of that, the Super 7 story, I'm still there, folks. It's my corral speech. There's a brand new bottle that I just gave him in the pretty packaging that it is. And even her dad, we both chuckled. He said the same thing, that Ader, it does taste like candy. Even dad tried it. Oh, and she did not, you know, like snub it. You'd have to know Ader. But she didn't like, oh, okay, let's jump on. It's just Ader. And my goodness, if that's the worst thing that ever happened, she's a picky child eater. You know, I mean, but she is. And we're winning slowly and all that. At the same time, she'll come out of the blue and shock you because she'll, hey, you know, I really like broccoli, Grandpa, or whatever. When you know, like, well, how come you don't like the green? It's just like any kid. So anyway, her dad, me, her mom, we're working on the Super 7, and it would be just literally and figuratively what the doctor ordered for her, and we'll see what happens. And there is no CBD in that product, by the way, just for everybody's sake. And here's another quick flash. There's none in the Ultimate Pure either. Just to clear the record, don't forget we own the technology of 10X Pure 2. Please, respectfully so, it doesn't mean that our 10X Pure CBDA or isolate oil or CBD oil, which we obviously have, but because we say 10X Pure, it doesn't, I mean it so respectfully, but it's not in every single product that we devise with the technology. The technology is through, yep, doctors. Again, we have our own medical certified board at CTFO2, just for everybody's sake. It's not witch doctory or whatever. They are doctors. They're on our advisory board, two of which were integral in devising these products. 10X Pure, Dr. Seeker. Again, no CBD in that ultimate vitamin. That would be a good one for my granddaughter, your granddaughter, you. Me, I do it, and my son's on board fully with doing it himself, so. And he's on the sales team and all of that, and I've talked about that. You know, life isn't just a perfect iota for any of us that we can just drop something to pursue something too with no aspersions. We phase it in as we can, how we can. Anyway, he's been taking a look at the business for a really long time. He's just been kind of afforded, sort of, a little bit more time, sort of, to take it to the next level. So he's in the exploratory stage of it, and that's all we can ask. And per his request, I brought him over. I think I made a joke of it in this show or one of my shows, and that's my memory. Of course I gave my son the coffee. That's not that. But the levity is I gave him what was left of my black coffee. I have more coming. But I gave it to him. And the joke to that is I'm drinking the Fine Immune Health brand. that I drank all along the way before we had CTFO with CBDA and all of that. Just to all my crazy points about the first time for everything, including that one, and my craziness about Joe the Baker or whatever, but true points, right? Whether it was 40 years of doing business with him, 40 minutes, 40 seconds, or play along, you did, or your grandfather or whatever, had the first time of establishing the relationship, the pharmacist at the corner, your clerk that goes and finds the pea soup for you, and you got whatever analogy you want to make. Of course it all had a starting point. Your mechanic, your boiler man, your psychiatrist, your doctor, your physician, your veterinarian. Do I need to do this? Your dance instructor, your whatever, your kid's teacher, so on and so. Of course there was a first time. That one too. Ha ha ha. But that one too, of course, that's part of life. So there's no magic or Houdini or any of that stuff here. There just isn't. So we'll continue to talk about fine products, and I'll wrap this up and we'll get back to the show with all the other subject matters today. The Exfoliator, another great one, which promotes collagen production for radiant glowing skin. The Exfoliator is an abrasive-free, handcrafted formula with carefully chosen natural and organic ingredients. This nutritive and nutrient-rich formula removes dead skin cells effortlessly and conditions the skin for the next step in a quality skincare regimen. That jogs my old man memory. Fellow compadre at CTFO, she's not on my team. She has her own team. All these things are crazy. I don't know her. I don't go bowling with her and her husband or vice versa or whatever they do. Come on, play along. But she's my friend at the arena, at our protected arena at Facebook. And I know who her husband is because she mentions them and vice versa. Anyway, Mary Fields, and I'm not going to avow her age, but she does freely. So, and yeah, she's older than myself. And guess what? I'm not going to mention that either. She's a comparable age of my wife. Who cares about all that stuff? And why would you? So in any event, yeah, she's a senior citizen, a little tiny bit more senior-ishy than me. So what? She was born before me. So what? Anyway, she did yet another amazing expose herself about exfoliators. Yeah, for we old geriatrics, but you can be young too. If you got dead skin on your heels, I never would have thought of that. She did a great expose on it, and it did work great. And I complimented Mary. Why? We support each other. I don't get anything out. It's not that crazy kind of stuff. I'm not getting a cross promotion. She's not cross promoting me. I'm not trying to steal her or any of that crazy stuff. We support our effort. And I just said, great job as always. And she thanked me for that. And that's multitudinous through the family there. And Michael Swilling does a superlative job, and he knows too, without offending anybody. If I didn't feel that way, I wouldn't say so. I don't just do that. And Michael and I have talked. He's been a guest on my show, and he appreciates the humor from this. It was all broken, crooked, scratchy, and we battled through it. We just battled through it. And here we both are. And I've exchanged many stories about what I, because I can relate to what he has said and where he's been. And no, I don't know him either, or vice versa. It's not that type of a thing. But you can still be supportive and friends and all of that. That's what that whole forum should be. And in our family, because it's a selected invited group over there, it is like that. Does one or two break that ranks every once in a while? Of course. But I'll tell you what, they're expunged real quickly. He does a great job in his peripheral staff that helps him. And all of that is help, of course. We're a team. We are a team. Whether it's my team, our team, and when there are rank ups, everybody commends everybody and all that. We're all in this together. So I just always want to reinforce that. Those things do and can exist every single day, just like they always did. Don't judge it by the others. That's all anybody asks. And again, is this product line going to be good for everybody or whatever? Well, of course not. And they know that too. But I'll tell you what, their ratio speaks for itself. It just does. There's not many returns. Are there returns? Well, of course there are. Of course. But not many. The guarantee speaks for itself. We have many thousands, hundreds of thousands. It is a reality in and of itself. That's okay. But you can't just disparage whether it is your cup of tea or not, that it isn't real and honest and above board. Just look at it. And the multitude of testimonials and all of that. So that's how I've always operated on anything I've ever done. I let people decide for themselves. But I am whatever, the tour guide. I'm the idiot in the woods that, hey, if you go up this path, it's 100 feet higher to get to the mountain, but you can do that. Or if you go this way, hey, it's a shortcut and there's a refreshing pool of water on the right. On your way up, you can get a drink of water. Or whatever. Movie guide, whatever. This is what's playing in Studio A, B, C, and D if it's a Megatron. And I don't know, I didn't make the movie. I just took the key, the ticket, the pass, whatever at the turnstile, and I just refreshed anybody's memory if they asked, or the billboard was crooked, or, you know, whatever. And as you went into the studios, somebody's bust of a movie and somebody's opinion, and I've said it before, right behind it, that the other ones come out, you know what, that was a sleeper, that was his greatest movie ever, or whatever. We all perceive and feel something differently, as we should. It goes back to being truly human, having differences of opinion and all of that. My goodness, that's so healthy when it's done the way it should be. It would be boring if the world was all the same and all of that, like it has been said. So you go to Studio B or not. And like I said, yet you found it, somebody right next to you thinks the movie's a flop, and you might think it's the best hit ever, but the door was open and the exit goes the other way. That's the best analogy I can give you. Nobody slams an iron gate behind you and all of a sudden there's chains that come or some crazy thing that a cult, or we're gonna give you a Kool-Aid that's got something in it, or whatever. It's just bizarre sometimes. So that's all we can do, and you determine for yourself or you don't. But if you don't put your foot in the water, or whatever those old crazy sayings that were for yourself, well, you don't know how cold the water is, or warm, or if there's an undertow, or get as crazy as you want. Or watch out for that riptide in that water, or whatever. Or, geez, maybe it is infested with man-eating sharks, or whatever. All right, that's enough of overstating the obvious. But you just have to seem to do it. We'll talk about bliss drops. We'll talk about the sampling program. We'll talk about it all. But let's get to it. We'll be right back. Thank you. Everybody, and thanks for joining us on the show. And today I want to talk to you about my reintroduction for myself, for my clients, for the public, as far as it pertains to my shows, my websites, etc., about pure synergy. I'm talking a lot about their products. Did a review at their website about their Rapid Rescue product.
both video and snapshot version thereof at Pure Synergy. As I continue to update my landing page, they will be represented there. That's a work in progress. They are not represented there as we speak, but they are indeed part of the direct to the manufacturer a la carte program that I offer at my bhsales.vpweb.com landing page, which is the landing page, as the name intimates, for the four remaining factions that I do in my business life, be them part-time, full-time, most of the time, some of the time, or what have you. As I remain fully retired from the Kennel Kelp business as of 2019, but I continue to offer all of the former products I housed, inventory, shipped, packed, received, and so forth. I no longer do that personally as a business proprietor. I did retire as of the end of 2019. What I do now is I just move forward as kind of sort of the Ralph Edwards from way back in the day, consumer advocate, not equating myself to him, what he did, how he did it, other than the consumer advocacy part of. I move forward with however few or many days I have in the cycle on the planet Earth. I continue to talk about what I've talked about forever. Pretty much don't deviate off course. Nothing's really different other than the obvious updates, revelations, new products, intensified update in technology, and so forth. So I continue to just be a guide, director, basically a harbinger of good information and a conduit for that puts you in touch with lots of good information by lots of people, their products, their books, their wares, their whatever, all on what we would like to call an informational highway. So, marching forward to include right now, going to update you on Pure Synergy as a featured supplying vendor to me as a client at this stage, and we'll see where it goes in offerings to the public and so on and so forth. That's all up to you guys and gals. Acacia ashwagandha root extract. Pure Synergy difference. Take 4 tablets daily with or without food. For the best results, take 2 tablets twice daily. Always with water, your choice of, I guess, be it tap or whatever is in your region. Best suggestion, get a cleaner source if you can. If you can't, Nestovia. All-encompassing support for women of any age through all stages of life. Core nutrients, 26 vitamins and minerals made with organic veggies, fruits, and herbs, then activated with enzymes and probiotics for enhanced absorption. Herbal support, 25 highly concentrated organic herbal extracts for targeted support. Wellness insights, organic vitamins, your body will feel the difference. Ever wonder how we grow our organic nutrients? You can find out by following the accompanying link. Learn the art and science behind your supplement. if you choose to click the link to find out the science behind it, then that's probably the best suggestion on how to attain that information. And of course, as any bona fide company, which is what they are, their testimonials are freely avowed by many happy clients there as well. Totally non-CTFO related, totally non-BA sales related, other than I give them my personal endorsement. Having taken their product with proven results. Thus is how I'm framing it, thus is how I'm presenting it, and only you folks out there can decipher it as you think you hear it, envision you hear it, or whatever. I'm fully confident in how I conveyed it. So, Pure Synergy, the company, on their website, talking about zinc, on their website, there's scuttlebutt about vitamin D and zinc, and depending on how you frame it, say it, convey it, or what have you, you could be asked to leave the building or whatever. So I'm simply restating for the fourth time from their website. I'm just reading it at this point. Thank you. Zinc on their website. Introducing zinc complex, fermented zinc. I would simply concur as a client that it is a superlative product, and I would have no reservations taking it because I have. So continuing framing their website, their verbiage, and me simply just reading a narrative and concurring as a happy client to what they're avowing on their website, I simply am concurring as a happy client, like the many fellow clients that they have at their website talking about zinc and vitamin D, which still is a scientific reality that the body needs both by alternative sources. So if they no longer avow it on their website because they can't or whatever, all I simply did, once again, is avow what's on their website that, at the time of this taping, is fully still accessible on the World Wide Web on their website. So I'm concurring with the clients on their website, and in the capacity that I am most assuredly a client of theirs, then I'm fully comfortable in concurring with the positive results that their clients have on their website. And just in this crazy world of disclaimers and transparency and whatever, I am not a paid affiliate. That would be the reality. I get no recompense. I ask for none. I'm simply promoting a good, healthy product that I know in my own instance for sure works. So for a couple more times of what I feel is total absurdity, but I'll play along on their website, I'm simply recapturing something they've been enjoying in good business since 1992. If you did listen to the outtake of the video, which would be audio to yourselves by your own choice to do so, but it is here from their website. And for those that aren't familiar or took the time to listen or whatever, they're pretty much giving back to their local community and are responsible for a a very thriving area and what have you. So I would concur that they're a strong, fine, outstanding company for obviously since 1992 with many thousands of happy clients. And guess what? Once again, they have nothing to do with CTFO. Other than me being a client, nothing to do with me, my business, and I still do not get compensated or whatever. I do this because I believe in the product. And for one more time, attest to their website, their clients, which I am one of, they're promoting zinc and vitamin D, so it's alive and well for them, and I wish them the best moving forward. Unfortunately, there's been those that have done the same thing, I guess, not to the virtual letter of the law, as they say, and they've been exiled from Main Street. I just query. That's all. I just query. I find that curious, Yellow. I don't know. And again, I'm recantering their information, their website, how they scribed it, and I'm most assuredly in referencing the fact that it all originated from them. They're the authors. I've said that. I've outlined it. I've framed it. It most assuredly was their video that I referenced and you did hear, and so forth. So, folks, I've done my job. That's all I've ever tried to do. I'm still just a conduit, and I am a harbinger of good information. I mean, I'm pretty confident in that statement. Whether people concur or not, well, okay. But I am. And I put you in touch with people like Pure Synergy that have been doing it a really long time, with me, without me. They don't need me. They're fine on their own. All of that craziness. Just like whatever you might do at you love Rayovac batteries or whatever, and you support them every single day when you go to the grocery store or whatever. You would be doing nothing wrong if you were avowing what your company, Jimmy's Peas or whatever, as long as you're practicing what everybody gets accused of, preaching, if you will. Well, as long as you believe in a product and whatever it is, and in your heart of hearts, you feel it's right or whatever, well, guess what? You're not doing anything wrong either, in my opinion. And again, remember, everything's optional in opinions, as far as I know. I like to think it is, but I don't know. Is it? I just query. Is it? I wouldn't know. I don't claim to know, but I do query. So, once again, their information, their website, their happy clients, and I just happen to be an additional happy client, so I'm not sure if that's some kind of off-color statement or a rebellious shake the kettle, rattle the cage, or whatever, but I would say no. So, I'm going to continue to be right back. continue to promote good products and continue to move forward, just trying to convey the truth. We'll be right back, and we will talk about vitamin D3 again from their website. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining us. If indeed you are, you haven't fast-forwarded or whatever the case may be, we do these shows every single day, just like whoever does theirs, and God bless us all. We all still have choices. I feel that we do. My show, your show, Jimmy's show, they all should be given fair opportunity. I'm just simply asking. I don't know. Are they? We'll be back.
Well, hello and welcome back to the show. And let's take a look at Pure Synergy and vitamin D. Reintroducing myself as a client to Pure Synergy and reintroducing my client base for those that do not know about them. We're talking a lot about them of late. But I want to talk about the D3 and K2 complex. 60 capsules, 60 servings. The D3 and K2 complex features algae-derived vitamins D3, plant-based K2 and fermented K1 combined with organic whole foods like immune-supporting shiitake mushrooms, vitamin C-rich camu berry, and nourishing green vegetables and sprouts. Nutritional support for a healthy immune system promotes strong, healthy bones, muscles, and teeth. Fosters cardiovascular health, a healthy mood, healthy cognitive function, and made with our ultra-pure, algae-derived, sustainably sourced vitamin D3 made with organic ingredients, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, dairy-free. D3, upcoming shows will be talking about the separate ingredients contained within this D3 package, which include K1 and K2, vitamin C, camu extract, collard greens, cruciferous sprouts. How to use it is one capsule daily with or without food, one capsule daily. With water, you know our water of choice, tonic, pulmonary skin. With or without food, the pure synergy difference. Food complex, algae-based D3 combined with food-based K2 and fermented K1, then synergized with organic whole foods. Gentle D3 from sustainably grown algae, highly purified with no chemical solvents whatsoever. Pure, easy to digest, and gentle on the subject, on the stomach, as well as the subject. Deceptively ingenious vitamin D. Vitamin D is critical for many aspects of your health. Learn about the benefits, which type is most effective, and the various D supplement options. You can learn more by going direct to synergycompany.com. Grandpa Bill's working in earnest, revamping my direct to the manufacturer page, which will be under the umbrella of, once again, my BH Sales Virtual Mall. We're rejuvenating the BH Sales Virtual 5025 Virtual Vouchers. Really exciting programs with our advocacy programs to coincide with our optional a la carte direct to the manufacturer. And now the combination with the CTF or Wholesale Shopping Club. Combined, when we're in, if applicable, we can afford you the opportunity to have the highest efficacious apothecary medicine chest available for yourself, your pets, the plants, and the planet. I'm going to close out the show today. Thank you for joining us. And always remember that BH Sales, Kennel Kelp, Ada's Animal Products, CTFO, all these supplying manufacturers, Dr. Dustin Sulak, Pure Synergy, Trina Felber, Kathy Donnell Visick, Michael King from Vitality Herbs and Clay, soon LeVons from Effective Natural Products. Be talking a lot more about Wendy Myers, her products through our program, as well as the pendant, Harmony Pendant. And I'm sure I'm leaving out one or two. We're really going to, the Health Ranger for sure, and Patriots Foods. We all promote good health in all animals. There are people, plants, and the planet. Thanks for joining us. We're applicable. My sales team, their invited audiences, plural. The faction invited from Alignable Marketing and ubiquitous folks. Hopefully you'll perceive us from what we're trying to do. I'm simply a conduit to put you in touch with over 25 years of being a sole proprietor doing so, and over 40 years within the health industry overall. We grow exponentially here at the shows, plural, and the business, we're applicable for the business opportunity and the Wholesale Shopping Club members. All my goodwill ambassadors, continue doing your great job. Greatly appreciated. Word of mouth, we are growing. If anyone does literally and figuratively like us, perceive us as a harbinger of good information, please do physically like us and share us, as it helps with the algorithms on social media, as the message will resonate. Everybody knows somebody in pain, discomfort, misery, stress, and or a pet was the same. We highly promote our community support program over at CTFO. We'll be talking more about that. Our exclusivity. All of these vendors, we're all in this together with our healing service. We'll say bye-bye for now. We'll see you in the next episode, where I'll continue picking up with Dr. Dustin Sulak and his guest, Stephen Sital. Picking up where we left off in the February webinar when they talked about CBD for pets. Bye-bye, everybody. Peace. And thanks for continuing to listen.